10th parak of Yevamos, Mishnah Vav. Yibam can only be done by an adult male, which is over by mitzvah. If he is less than 9 years old and he does Yibam, it's nothing, because it's not considered an act of Yibam b'chlam. If he's between 9 and 12, the act is the same act. It's a maisa tashmish, which is act of Yibam, but since he's underage, does not fully accomplish what Yibam should accomplish. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Venteisha shanav yemechad, but a child who is a full 9 years old, he passed his ninth year, who poisel al yidei achim. Achim poisel al yodei. He, if he does Yibam, he passes this woman for all his brothers, and they cannot do Yibam, only Chalitza. And if he does Maimer, that also passes them. That's the Kedushin de Rabbonin. If the Achim poisel al yodei, if the Achim do the same, they also pass al her for him. El shu poisel b'tchila, he passes only in the beginning, which means that if he did this maimer, this kedushin derabbanan, before the brothers, then she becomes fasal to the other brothers. But if he did maimer after they did maimer, his maimer is considered non-existent and it doesn't affect anything. If he did do bia afterwards, he does fasal to the other brothers. And the brothers, even if one maimer was done, if another brother does maimer, that passes this yevama from all the brothers. Ben teisha shanav yemechad jabal yevimtei. If he actually did yibum, then pasal al yidei achim. None of the brothers could do yibum anymore. They can only do chalitza. Bo leachim, if the brothers did yibum, or even if they did also b'maimer benosnu get cholzu, or even if they did only this maimer, the rabbanon, the kedushin, the rabbanon, they gave a get of the chalitza pasal yodu, he is out of the picture, and he cannot remain with her.